gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Are you ready to have some fun? That's what we're going to do in this hour of Auto World. We're going to open up the phone lines and take your calls. We're going to play some trivia. And more importantly, we're going to help you out because Mark Evans is standing by. He's our go-to guy when it comes to anything wrong with your vehicle. He is an ASE certified mechanic and a car collector. And whether you got an old car, new car, he can help you out, give you a free over-the-air diagnostic work. He can plug in his machinery remotely via the phone, and we'll be in good shape at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. So again, if your vehicle's not running right, if you've got that check engine light on, if you've got a transmission problem, you've got a coolant problem, you've got a funky noise, you've got a funky smell, we'd like to hear about it. 855-660-4261. Also in this hour, we may be joined by Ken Zokel from AutoGeek.com. I know he's traveling back from Florida, where he's been on vacation, but Mark will stick around for that as well. So let's go right now to the great state of Idaho and welcome the man himself, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
How you doing? Doing good, Bob. Hey, thanks again for having me. Happy spring to you and everybody. April 1st, huh?
I know, April Fool's Day. Yeah, we should call somebody up on live on the air and mess with them. That's what we should do.
We ought to do a radio prank, you know? You're absolutely right. Do an automotive radio prank.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have to ponder that for a few minutes. A radio prank is in order. You know,
well, I heard rumors now that you might have won the Mega Millions. Is that an April Fool's joke?
That is an April Fool's joke. I definitely could have won. I had it all planned out. And I wasn't going to be, you know, of course, yeah, I had a whole list of cars that I was going to buy. I was going to solve my housing situation, but I also was going to help a lot of people that I know, and I was going to be generous to everybody, so unfortunately it didn't go my way.
Well, I tell you, that kind of money, I think, would almost ruin a person's life, you know it?
It could. I don't know. I'd like to have the opportunity to find out.
It would definitely, like you said, the word cars, I would definitely go out and I first would have to buy a lot more real estate, of course, to park all the cars that I would buy.
That's true. That's true. So what would be some of the cars that you'd buy if you won a huge amount of money in the lottery? What would be just a few? Because I know we both could do a whole hour here on just the cars. But what would be a few that you would instantly buy?
Well, I would only make one stop. I would actually fly into a state, starts with a C, California, and I would just go over to Jay Leno's garage and say, Jay, what do you want for all your cars? and then that would give him an opportunity to start over again and fill his garage full of other goodies again, see?
That's true. That I didn't see that one coming at all. Very good, Mark.
Well, you know, the big thing too, Bob, is that, you know, when you get carried away, and you might get some tax money back even or whatever, and you know, whatever you buy in cars or trucks or whatever, a lot of people never really think about the word maintenance, you know?
Oh, because, that is true.
Gosh,
yeah.
it's you know, you got all that money, let's say, make $1 million, and you go out and buy all these cars, and you got so many cars you can't even drive them all, of course, all the time, but mm-hmm. by the time you decide to get back to the 14th row of your cars you just bought, and you climb into that red Ferrari, and it's been sitting there, well, it's the 14th row back of your new house of cars. So by the time you climb into the thing, it's about a year and a half, you know, since you first bought it, and you climb in the cockpit, and you put your hands on the steering wheel, and you go to start it, and it goes click, click, click.
You know? It's true.
And then you, oh, I better get it jumped. And so then you where'd I put my, you know, my jumper cables? Well, why do I need jumper cables? I'm a multi-mega millionaire, you know?
It all comes back to that.
I don't, I mean, isn't that the truth? It doesn't matter how much money you have. Literally, you still have to maintain your metal, you own, you know, or it's not any good.
Yeah. I know, it's true. I look at Jay Leno's got a whole crew of people that maintain his cars, and I know Bernard, haven't had the pleasure of meeting him, but I've been told about Bernard, and he's a guy that kind of supervises everything, and, you know, there's multiple people doing that, so you're absolutely right, Mark. And the other thing that, you know, I'm always tempted with these really high-end vehicles, you know, some of these super performance cars or super luxury cars, you know, that depreciate very rapidly. I mean, some of the Mercedes-AMG stuff really goes down significantly after, you know, 5 to 10 years of being out there on the road, or some of the Jag XKR stuff or XJR stuff. But, and then, of course, you look at the Ferraris. You can buy an affordable Ferrari now, the, you know, the Ferrari 308, 328, the one that was featured in the Magnum PI series. But, you know, what they fail to tell you is, okay, now you can get the vehicle, you know, at a semi-affordable price. Not saying it's cheap, but they don't tell you about the maintenance is going to cost you an arm and a leg and another arm.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, aren't the 308s, can't you pick those up now for right around $20,000?
You sure can, but I hear that just a simple maintenance on that car is like $5,000.
Yeah, I definitely. When you want to do a tune-up on that 308 that you just bought, Bob, I actually won't do it for you because I had to first have you sign the credit application.
You would flunk now.
because it's, you know, absolutely. I mean, in the new Ferraris, you're going to say, you know, hey, we need to put some plugs in this, and we need one coil over. There's no spark plug wire. We do one coil over. Okay, well, that'll be $15,000, please.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. I mean, you know, you can have, you know, $15 million in one checking account, and I'm going to tell you, $15 million. And if you got 8 cars, that $15 million could go bye-bye in about a month.
You know, one of the most expensive cars in the world, the Bugatti Veyron, which is, you know, they keep making super limited production versions. They're only made 300 all told, but, you know, the last 50 or so, they've been doling them out in like 10 units a piece of special editions. But I hear a set of tires for the Veyron is like $36,000.
Wow. You know, it's real money. And even like in real estate, you know, a person can hit a lottery ticket or come into money, whatever, and you said, I've heard rumors that you could get rental houses and make good money. Well, again, who's managing them? You know, who's finding the renters and collecting the renters' money, and who's making sure that there's no water leaks? It's just the same thing as the car industry. And I've been lucky in my life to go down both routes, you know, where back in the early days, I bought some rentals and learned at a very early age before I was married that, hey, I don't think this is a good idea. I've got 4 rentals, and all I do every weekend is work. You know, it's kind of like you go over to the weekend, over to the rentals, and you either you're trying to find a renter, or you're trying to collect money from the renter, or the renter's calling you and saying, I got a water leak, or the roof's leaking, or, hey, the tree limb just broke down and fell into the garage. I got a knee trough, you know, off. And by the time I get that done, you know, then you know where I end up is in my shop working on my cars. And that's the enjoyment of it, though, is all of a sudden, you know, hey, that's where I wanted to be in the first place.
That is so true. We'll throw it in.
But, you know, it's amazing today. I mean, it's been like this for quite some time. The auto repair word on cars and the maintenance word is, like we've talked here, is money. And a lot of people don't understand the mechanic Largan jargon, I guess we can call it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking a different language to our customers.
That's true. More on that on the other side. We'll throw some of those fancy words at you. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The telephone number is toll-free from all across North America, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question right now. Let's go back to the 1960s. Mark Evans is with us. How does that sound, Mark? Let's go back to the 1960s. And this is a question about a vehicle that had some amazing sales records, sales numbers for 1965. What car sold more than 1 million units back in 1965? Setting a record that still stands today. 1 million of these cars were sold in 1 year. telephone number. Once again, toll free, 855-660-4261. And again, we'd love to hear from you if you've got any mechanical issues of any kind, because Mark Givens is ready to go. He's got his, he's properly attired. The camera is down here today. Mark, I can't see what you're wearing. Hopefully you're wearing something. Mark, are you with us? Looks like he may have dropped off the line. Maybe that's, all right, we got him back. Is Mark with us? He's back. Right, Mark?
I'm back.
He's back. Okay. Are you properly attired, or are you in?
Yeah, that's one thing I had to go do. I didn't get the work outfit on there, Bob. Sorry about that.
All right. Because before you were wearing like an Hawaiian shirt or something.
Yeah, I had my attire of jogging outfit on, you know.
Okay. My camera's not working right here today, so I couldn't. I just could tell it wasn't your proper suit. So. If anybody has any mechanical issues, problems, complaints, you want a second opinion, your local mechanic's telling you you're going to spend a lot of money, and you're having some reservations, you want to know whether to repair a car or sell a car, you're having trouble getting it passed inspection-wise, any of these questions Mark can help you out with, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Got an interesting email question this week, Mark, and... it was about a product called Cataclean. A gentleman was asking me a little bit about whether I knew anything about Cataclean. And I talked to a representative of the company, and they seem really nice. But have you ever used this product? Are you familiar with it at all?
I haven't. That's a new one. I've never heard that name, that brand yet.
It must be something new, yeah. So we're going to have to do some investigative work on that.
Well, we'll have to dig in and find out some specs on it and find out, you know, what it's all about. That's part of the neat thing about being in the automotive industry for 30 plus years. Bob, you know, we've seen and heard and done, and the neat thing is to go in and dig into new products that are out there, because one thing I'm a believer in, a lot of people, you know, you get set in your own ways, your old ways, and your old ways sometimes, don't fit the new cars, you know? And these new cars, how they're designed and how they're built, you know, when I'm talking to folks and talking about a prom chip, they're like, what? I got to take my car to the prom? What's that? You know? And you know, prom chip's a hot rod chip. You know, I call it a management chip for the computer, and anybody can put it in themselves, and that's just one item. And then, you know, when you're talking to folks about how can I get better gas mileage, and you're bringing up this, well, remember the days, Bob, when everybody always had, before our time, they just said, well, yeah, all you got to do is just put straight 30 weight in it.
Yeah.
And our days, our lifespan, mm-hmm. you know, it's just 1040. Well, what's the number today in oil weight? It's not 1040, see? And so it's not that old is bad. Old is good, because that's why I still have old cars, because they're still good. But when we get right out there and we start looking at what we're driving today and what we're making payments on today, you know, what weight of oil are we putting in it? And what are these new products that are out there that these companies are... Actually, you get become a detective on some of these new brands, these new products that we're hearing about. You've come to find out that, oh, goodness, maybe, you know, you find out that Shell is actually the company behind that subsidiary company that they're starting.
That is true.
So, you know, isn't that the truth with our car waxes and cleaners and stuff
yep.
that we found, like wash drops? We mm-hmm. found that, you know, that is based upon a huge company that a lot of these people have their one of their products on their trucks or their SUVs, their Reese brand that they have, Reese mm-hmm. trailer hitches. So a lot of people, you know, well, geez, you know, these big companies like them that have done their market research, you know what they're doing. So I love new products. I just love digging in and finding out what they have, what they do, what they can give me. And what I say give me is an aspect of give me some more gas mileage, you know?
I mean, I know, like
wash drops, you know, what they're giving us is a way to wash a car without a hose, and I love them. I love the little green frog, their logo.
Yes, speaking of that, we're going to be having some commercials here on the show. They're helping me to go to the New York Auto Show, Mark, for a couple of days, and we're going to be running some commercials. And they're going to feature the frog, and you're the only person that I know of that has actually held the frog in your hand.
Yeah, I didn't get any worse either, Bob.
This is true. At the Los Angeles Auto Show, Mark was given the frog from Wash Drops, the still-to-be named frog. Marie wants to do a contest to name the frog. So,
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's kind of a good idea. And wait till you hear the commercials. They're really, really cool. And we're going to be doing lots of stuff with them over the next few months here on Auto World. Maybe we're going to do a special broadcast on Earth Day. Do you know when Earth Day is?
No, I don't.
I've got to look it up.
Probably pretty close to the Earth Day, isn't it?
I think it's the... What was that?
Is that for Earth Day pretty close to the Dirt Day?
Very good. That's what I thought you said. I believe it's the 22nd of April, but I may be wrong. But we're going to do a whole show devoted to kind of green stuff, and we're going to have Marie on from Wash Dress. Maybe we'll get you back on that day, too, and we can... talk a little bit about the green aspects of wash drops, because of course Marie is from France, and so the Europeans are a little bit more into the green side of the equation than us Americans. We got a trivia question out there, and so far everybody is a country mile off, so I'm going to make it a little simpler. What car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record that still stands today? Guess what? It was a domestic car, number one. We're talking 1965. I need the specific model. Was it a Buick? Was it a Pontiac? Was it a Ford? Or was it a Chevrolet? So pick your brand, and then you got to pick your model, and you got to call us up, because we're going to give away some of those wash drops that Mark's been telling you all about here. At 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And the cool things about the wash drops, Mark, is Marie is, she got a really nice email this week from a listener here on the show. And so all of you folks out there, thank you so much for supporting wash drops in the program. More with Mark straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
He's blessed for the occasion. Mr. Mark Evans is with us. He's our go-to guy when it comes to anything mechanical. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, Mark can help you. He's an ASE-certified mechanic, a mechanic of more than 30 years experience, even though he's only 35. So that's another story. We got a trivia question out there. We had a gentleman in Alabama who dropped off, so let's go first to Bill in Missouri. Bill, you're on Auto World. Thank you very much for calling in. How you doing?
Fine. I really enjoy your informative program.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, let's see if you can solve this riddle here. Which car sold more than 1 million units in 1965? It set a record that still stands today. Was it a Buick, a Pontiac, a Ford, or a Chevy? And if you can give us the model, that would be even cooler.
Ford.
Ford is your guess?
Yes.
Very good guess, but unfortunately not correct this time around.
Thank you so much.
How's your vehicle running? Any mechanical problems that Mark can help you out with?
No, I really appreciate your program. It'd be nice if we got a little better mileage, but that's everybody think would like that with the price of gas. That's more the price of gas than a car.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe Mark can help you. What kind of car do you have?
I have a 1983 Corolla.
1983 Corolla.
That's a late model, isn't it?
Okay, and
yeah. That's where Mark was born.
Yeah. Yeah, that's around the same age. Yes.
I still drive it, and it's doing quite well.
Good. And, you know, how could
that's
he improve? What's your suggestion for our fine caller, Bill, on ways he could improve his fuel economy in his Toyota?
Yeah, that's a good little car. I back in the early days, Bill, I had a friend that had a one of those Toyota Celicas in that year. Little two-door, and he drove it hard and fast. But boy, that Corolla is pretty good rig. You probably got over 100,000 on it, huh?
Yes, sir. Over 200. Yeah, easy.
Yeah, 200. That's that brand. They'll do that. You know, the big thing on that build that I'm real familiar with is take a look at your PCV valve. Are you familiar with what that is on top of the valve cover there?
Yeah, they replaced this dough 6 months ago.
Good, good.
Thank you, those things,
when you get that kind of mileage on there, all that PCV valve, positive crankcase ventilation is what that stands for. The hose that it hooks to, it's one end of the hose has got the PCV valve on the one end, and then on the other end of that hose, it goes into the bottom of the carburetor or the intake. And what I'd like you to see you do, when you get that kind of miles, you get a lot of blow by, the piston rings, you get blow by up past the piston rings and it goes up into that PCV valve. And what it is just an oil fume ventilation building up inside of the engine. That PCV valve is designed to suck that, it sucks up through that valve and it stops that valve gets plugged up with that oil gunk. And if you replace that like you did, that'll get you better gas lines. But at the same time, take that hose off, that rubber hose, and don't clean it with gasoline, because gasoline will deteriorate the rubber. But you can go get a can of carburetor spray and just take that hose off and put the little red needle on the carburetor can and just spray right down that inside of that hose and make sure that hose is good and clean. And then if you want to have some good fun and get some really good gas lines, get a little bitty mirror and look in the port where you pulled that rubber hose off the port on the intake manifold, and look in there and you'll find out that port bill is completely carboned up. Not oil sludged up, but it'll be carboned up, because oil fumes turns into oil sludge, and when it's right there on the intake manifold from the heat of the engine, it will literally burn and bake that oil sludge into carbon. And now what you're doing there is it's got a plugged port, and your vacuum reading will go way, way, way down. It'll be maybe 2 pounds. If I did a vacuum reading on your engine at 200,000 miles, I would like to see 14 to 16 pounds of vacuum, and you might only have 2 to 3 pounds because of that hose. That port is plugged.
Thank you so much for that. I haven't checked that. No, I didn't go to the other end of the hose.
Yeah, it's a good idea,
and of course, tire pressure is always good. Make sure your tires are good and properly inflated. That's
absolutely
kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah,
but
absolutely, and the right tires too, huh, Bob? You got to have the right type of tire on the car to make it coast faster and better for a longer period of time too.
Exactly. They make tires these days actually for advanced fuel economy. You can actually, if you need new tires, get tires that are designed to get you better mileage, low-resistance tires. But, Bill, you're a scholar and a gentleman, and don't be a stranger. Please call us again.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, we have the trivia question out there. What car sold more than 1 million? Imagine this. 1 million of these cars were sold in 1965, setting a record that still holds today. It's not a Ford. That's what Bill chose. We still have Buick out there. We have Pontiac, and we have Chevrolet, and we like the specific model, and we'd like you to call in at 855-660-4261. So, Mark, let's talk a little bit about some other things. I bought gas last night rather late here, doing some errands in the Boston area after my wife and 18-month-old Lucy were asleep, and I paid $4.38 for regular unleaded. So it's getting up there.
Wow, that's really a $5 bill, isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah, I was speaking to somebody in Washington State today, and she bested me. I mean, she was paying close to $5. So
we're sitting here in the Idaho area from $3.79, Bob, that's like a big discount compared to Boston area, where the diesel is almost $5 a gallon, but the gas is $3.79 to maybe $3.99. And even to me, that's a $5 bill going out of my pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about burning some $5 bills up, huh?
I know. And, I mean, you know, folks with a large fuel tank, I mean, nowadays, you know, you go and fill your tank and it can become, you know, a really significant, you know, $75, $80 purchase. And, you know, we're not used to that. I'm sorry. We're just not used to that.
No. I mean, you know, I was talking to a friend too, the same thing, talking about, you know, by the time a person goes to the grocery store to buy fuel for their body, they buy fuel for their metal to get them to the grocery store. they come home and they say, oh, you know, I do some walking around the office where I work, and I walk in and out of my house to my metal, my car. So I better go buy me some clothes called shoes, you know, and I need a coat because it's wintertime. By the time you buy those three things, your paycheck's pretty much gone.
You're not kidding.
You know, and so where are we all going to be living? I mean, truthfully, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here and saying, wow, I just bought some groceries and I put some gas on my car and I spent $300? Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So,
it really
overall, is. You know, like Bill, our caller here, we were talking about the fuel economy and fuel mileage. I got this one big thing that we all need anymore in our glove box, and we need to pull out and put it right on our desk or on our kitchen tables or even our kitchen counters or even on our refrigerator, and it's called a day planner, you know, and make planned trips and say, you know, I'm only gonna do these trips, and you know, that's where I started when I was really young. I don't make a lot of money, and I've got to decide. Hey, I lived out of the city a little bit, and before I just drive into the city, I think back then, well, I think the gasoline was maybe 74 cents a gallon, and I was planning my trips. So that's one thing that I've been telling a lot of my clients and friends and customers or listeners, everybody, just get a day planner and say, hey, I'm going to maybe only use my car on errands once a week, you know? Mm-hmm. And boy, that adds up quicker to these $5 bills out there. My son graduated college and got another job in another town out of Boise here, and like he made his first comment to me was, oh, gosh, I've got to get a loan to fill my tank up just to get my new job.
Oh, that's pretty bad. More with Mark straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America and on GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Hi, this is Bob Long. I want to introduce you to a company that's new and innovative in the financial services industry and one that I fully endorse. The company is Plan 4 Financial Network. Plan 4 Financial Network was founded to provide planning solutions for businesses and individuals. This is why I chose Plan 4 Financial Network. So give Kevin Janeway, John Abel, or Carl Moore a call at 248-957-8220. That's 248-957-8220. You won't regret it.
Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%? What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving, Cadillac there?
We're back here. One more segment to go in this hour of the program. Our man is with us, the go-to, the guru. Yeah, the Swami, as Frank in New Mexico called you last time on the show. If you've got a mechanical issue with your vehicle and would like some help here, Mark is dressed for the occasion and ready to go. And also, we've got the trivia question. Number of folks have emailed me way off. We've had a couple of guesses on air. Why don't we make it, we'll narrow it down even further here. The year was 1965. And one car sold more than 1 million units back in that year, setting a record that still stands today. A lot of people thought it was the VW Bug. No, it's not that. Or we had a guess on a Ford product. It was not a Ford product. The remaining choices include Buick, Pontiac, and Chevrolet. And why don't we take one of those out of the mix? It was not a Pontiac. So was it a Buick or was it a Chevrolet? Which particular model of Buick? Which particular model of Chevrolet? The telephone number again, toll-free, 855-660-4261. So that's an interesting comment that you were saying before the break there about your son. He's got a new job and, you know, he's going to have to take a loan out just to pay for the gas. How far is his commute?
Yeah, it. I actually went down today early this morning and drove down and took him some more goodies and come back for the talk show, and it's about 2.5 hours. And that's when you say 2.5 hours, Bob. I'm talking. I'm only doing 62 miles an hour.
Sure.
For one big reason: save those $5 bills and gasoline. And so he's about that far away at that speed. So if you bump your speed up, it shortens time, of course. But yeah, it gets, and that's like with all of us. I grew up with my father getting in the car in this old 4-door station wagon with the seat in the back that faced the opposite way, and
mm-hmm.
we'd all hop in there and do what? Let's go for a Sunday drive.
That's right.
And gasoline wasn't an object price wise back in the day. You know, we got plenty of it. We got plenty of money to burn and gas because it wasn't that much money, and today you just can't just take off and go. And of course my little commute I did too, Bob. I had a lot of horsepower under the hood. It's called a 4-cylinder. So and isn't that the truth? The old saying, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Yeah.
Well, what is the truth in the automotive industry? I've always said this, even back in the day when we weren't really talking about gas prices. 1 mile an hour slower driving on the freeway will actually put another penny in your pocket.
Mm.
So it adds up pretty quick. And a lot of folks that you'll find out when you get out there on the freeway, of course, in some of the states you'll get run over at 75 miles an hour, too.
That is true. It is true.
A lot of the states, if they're 75 miles an hour, in a lot of our area where I was driving, it was only 65. So I thought, you know what? I'm bumping her down about 3 miles to 3 miles an hour, and that'll give me, I got great gas mileage. That's the whole key. Drops the RPMs of your engine down, doesn't have to work as hard, and you just sit back and enjoy the nice stereo from whatever brand you got, and enjoy the ride and take in the sights and the scene. Take your money you're saving and buy more gas for the next drive.
You know, it's true. I mean, there's no question aerodynamically a vehicle traveling, like Mark is saying, 55, 60, 62 miles an hour is going to achieve better fuel economy than if you're doing 75 or 80 or if you're doing 40. So it's kind of a sweet spot there. And it's something to take into consideration. But you're right, there are areas of this country here in Massachusetts where I'm based out of. Most of the highways are 55 or 65, but you're right. It's one of those states that people are doing 75 and 80. And the same thing, you know, if you California, you and I were out there for the LA Auto Show. I mean, the people out there drive absolutely. The last time, that was my last time in California. And, you know, I declared it the craziest state for drivers. I mean, those people were doing, I mean, you're either dead stop crawling at 2 miles an hour or people are going 95 miles an hour. So there's no in between.
No rhyme or reason, but there is, you know, the rhyme or reason word is when it gets right down to it, those folks, you know, they're, I'm sure, listening to us too. If you're sitting there idling or if you're going at a high speed, you still got to do the maintenance to keep the gas mileage there. And keep it up there, keep the mileage up. And a lot of folks, you know, we're talking tires, getting the right tires for the right application on the right kind of car and air pressure and a little test they do with the PCV valve. And there's a lot of, little things like that a person can do. And that, you know, one thing, selling Bill, you know, to spray a carburetor cleaner right down the hose, PCV valve hose, and then also spray the same down the intake port. And another way, everybody, and any, you know, anybody that's driving anything, and I actually do it to my lawnmower too, Bob, because it, you know, gas prices, I mean, isn't it sad when I go and say at $4 a gallon times five, I'm putting a $20 bill on my lawnmower gas can now just to mow my grass, you know? So,
yep.
So I'm putting fuel cleaner. You know, you buy the concentrated fuel cleaner, and there's not a lot of folks asking, well, what's the best brand? And the best brand is what you want to look for is where it says extra concentrated. And I don't, you know, we can talk a lot of brands, but just look for the favorite brand that, you know, that you like, and then just look for the extra concentrated on there, because it's going to be, $5 for a little plastic bottle, but that'll go and treat your lawnmower gas can, and you can put the rest of it in your, in, you know, 15 gallons is what it treats. Some of those you can buy the big bottle, treats 25 gallons. What that does is it just flat knocks and cleans the carbon off the intake valves, exhaust valves, and the motors breathe easier, don't have to work as hard. And so if they get air in, kind of like our human body, I'm a doctor of metal, I guess, Bob, huh? I'm not a doctor of humans, but well, we are what we eat. Like I've always said here on the show, And the truth is, you know, if a lot of folks are, most of the guys out there, you know, they're grabbing their four-door pickups and their diesels or, you know, even on a diesel too, you can, they're pretty noisy, but I tell you what, I have a friend that's got a diesel and we were towing his jet boat the other day up one of our mountain roads to get to that river.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look at this, Mark. It doesn't sound right to me. I said, absolutely. What'd you do? Go buy the grade 3 furnace oil, diesel oil, put in it. And he laughed. He says, yeah, I did. I bought a cut rate diesel fuel. I said, there you go, bud. And I said, look in your back. I guarantee you, we looked in the mirrors, you know, as we're pulling this hill, and I said, guarantee you we're going to see it. It looks like we're burning coal because all we see is black smoke. So you are what you eat. Your car is the same thing, too, Bob. I mean, put good product in it, and it's going to get you better fuel economy, and fuel cleaners are a good way. You don't have to pop the hood. You don't have to figure out what hose to undo to spray the cleaner in. Just put the bottle of goodies in your tank, and you'll get great gas mileage and be happy with your car and make it last longer. And besides that, doesn't it up the resale value when you go to sell it because it's running still really good?
Absolutely. All those things are so important. The trivia question one more time, and then we're going to give out the answer. What car sold more than 1 million units in 65? It is either a Buick product or a Chevrolet product. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We just need the brand and the model. Mark Evans is with us, and Mark will be back with us real soon. We'll do a whole other hour a little bit earlier in the broadcast and take more of your calls, because anytime Mark is with us here, not only is it enjoyable, but I get emails throughout the week, and sometimes I get the opportunity to pass them along to Mark, and it's great to hear from those folks. And again, please continue to send any comments that you have about wash drops, because Marie from Wash Drops wants to know how you guys are liking the Wash Drops product. Well, looks like we finally have a winner here on the trivia question. It just came in via email. A little bit shy, didn't want to call in the area on the air. Harriet in Alabama is correct. It was the Chevrolet Impala back in 1965. They sold more than 1 million. Can you imagine that, Mark?
Wow! I didn't know that.
The Chevrolet Impala. I mean, that today there are a lot of car companies with all their different models that don't sell. A combination of models don't add up to 1 million units, but 1 million Chevrolet Impalas sold in 65. That's something to chew on. Mark, thank you so much for joining us here today, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Well, thanks again, Bob, for having me. Happy motoring to everyone.
Thank you, Mark. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.